First, I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to know that at the end of all this, we'll both be okay. I'll be okay. And you'll be okay. I love you so, so much, sweetheart. Now, I want to talk about what happened yesterday in the kitchen. Yes, I said nothing was wrong, but there was something wrong. I did not like the way you treated me yesterday. I accept you for who you are. I love you and I always will, and I treat you with the utmost respect. And in return, I get stares. He was so blatantly staring at my big round ass in those pink booty shorts, and I can accept that. But then you got up from the couch and you walked to the kitchen, got up right behind me. You just stood. No. I don't care about your half-assed apology. This is not the first time that this has happened. Do you even know how it makes me feel? To have your own boyfriend less than a meter away from you, staring at your ass like a piece of meat, and not even touch it. Not a squeeze, not a spank, not even a tap. And I can clearly see that you like what you're seeing, so it's not me. So I guess we're just gonna have to keep having this conversation every few weeks to make you remember. I am your property. My body is yours. And I don't fucking mean that in some cutesy fucking romantic way. I mean it in a treat me like a fucking sex toy way. Because it's all I am. So if you even get the remotest, tiniest, most minimal urge to slap, grope, and squeeze my booty shorts clad ass until it's red, you fucking do it. I've been walking around wearing the tightest, sluttiest clothing that you like so much for almost 2 days, and you promised you'd take your fantasy further. We agreed on it. That's it, baby. Spank my fucking ass. It's yours. You can do anything you want with it. You can do anything you want with my body. I want you to look at my body. And I want you to realize a woman's body exists to look pretty and to feel nice for men. For you. Say it for me, please. It's okay, baby. I want you to say it. Now, look at my body. My perfect, soft, big, perky tits. Aren't they gorgeous, baby? I bet you wouldn't have even started dating me if my tits weren't so fucking perfect. Shh, it's okay. You don't have to lie. After all, it's your right as a man to only fuck the hottest, tightest, sluttiest little cum rags out there. Yes, it is. Now, baby, please say it for me. Tell me you wouldn't ever notice me if I didn't have this perfect fucking tits. Tell me the only reason you're with me is because I'm the prettiest little whore, you know. You can say it. We talked about this. It's your right as a man to say these kind of things to women. You have to understand that, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you for understanding that my value as a woman is determined by how pretty I am. Now, let's go a bit further down. Towards my perfect toned stomach. With my cute little belly button you love so much. This is the reason why I work out so much, baby. You are the reason. So I can keep my stomach, my entire body nice. And tight. So I have the stamina to squat underneath your beautiful cock and lick your balls for hours whilst you watch TV. So I have the energy to bounce on your cock all night while still you to call me that name of that cute barista so you're staring at. It's all for you. Everything women do is to make men happy. And everything I do is to make you happy. Because pleasing you is the greatest thing any woman can ever achieve, baby. Do you understand? Then say it. Say that the greatest thing a woman can ever achieve is making a man's cock throb and come. Say that the greatest thing I can ever achieve is making your cock throb and come. You're so right, baby. Never forget that. Men deserve to be worshipped. You are a man and you deserve to be worshipped. Now, we've already discussed the purpose of my ass. Big round bubble butt. So let's move on to my pussy. Completely hairless. Waxed to perfection. Doesn't my body look so smooth? Women shouldn't have body hair, right, baby? It's their choice. Okay, then tell me, do you like seeing my pussy? You do, don't you? And wouldn't it be a shame if it would be all covered all the time? Like if I wore granny panties all the time? Just answer the question, baby. No wrong answers here. You like looking at me, don't you? You like looking at pretty girls, don't you? And you don't want you to be blocked, So why should all those pretty pussies from pretty girls be covered with a disgusting gross pile of hair? Baby, it is disgusting, it is. You like looking at girls, and girls shouldn't be covered by something as silly as hair, right? That makes total sense, doesn't it, honey? So, say it. Say that pretty girls are smooth. Say that pretty girls don't have body hair. You're doing so great, baby. Now, let's keep focusing on my pussy. My perfect little slit. My tiny little cunt that you love so much. So swollen and needy and dripping for you, baby. It's made for you. Say it, please. I can imagine how good it would feel to have your mouth pressed up against it, just slowly licking me to the best orgasm ever. Do I want you to eat me out? Baby, if you're eating me out, how do you feel? Just answer the question, please. Good enough to make you come? No. So, how do you feel when your cock is lodged balls deep inside my throat? Or my pussy? Or my tiny little asshole? Do those things make you feel good enough to come? Then why on earth would you ever eat me out? It doesn't matter what I want or feel. I'm a woman. I exist for your pleasure. I was put on this planet to make you and your cock happy. Nothing more. If you grant me the honor of letting me come, I'll make pretty feminine moments while softly rubbing my clit, bouncing on your cock. I should only orgasm if it makes your dick hard, do you understand, baby? I do understand your temptation. I really do. It's so pretty with those puffy lips. That tiny little clit that would look so much prettier if you gave it some color. Go on. Slap my clit. Tell me a pussy looks the hottest when it's denied and swollen and round. Oh! That did hurt. That means you should keep doing it, baby. Look how pretty I look now. And my cheeks are all flushed and my clit is such a pretty and feminine red color. Come on. Do it once again. Remember, baby. You are all that matters, your orgasm, your pleasure, it's all about you, always. So, how about you do a little more than just like